All right. So yesterday we left off with a Tosfos. Fittingly enough, we left off with the Tosfos, and the Tosfos had three kashas on the Rashban, if you remember correctly. So we had this discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara makes a chiluk between dvarim she'ein tunu bracha l'achrein b'mekomen and dvarim atunu bracha l'achrein b'mekomen. So he said the whole concept of shinui makom when it comes to bracha is that if you are mishana makom, you need to say new bracha. That's only if it's something that is ein ton bracha achrein b'mekomen. That you don't need to make a bracha achrein in its place. You have a drink of water. So you have a drink of water in one place. When you go to another place, you need to say a new bracha. Great, that's the sugya of shinui makom. But if you're talking about something that's ton bracha achrein b'mekomen, something that you're going to have to go back to the original place in order to say the bracha achrona, like hamotzi, let's say, then even when you go to a new place, you come back, you don't have to say a new bracha, because l'kiva kama, you go back to that original kvius that you had. You're always still connected. The lashon I kept on using yesterday, you're still tethered to that original location. So the Rashbam said, okay, how do we define what requires bracha achrein b'mekomen and what doesn't require bracha achrein b'mekomen? What's the definition of those terms? So says the Rashbam, that which requires bracha achrein b'mekomen is certainly amotzi, but also all shivas hamin require bracha achrein b'mekomen. So if you eat a fig, if you drink wine, requires bracha achrein b'mekomen. That which we say, shinui makom tzarich levarech, is if you have a cup of water, you have jelly beans, something like that. That's how the Rashbam says. Says Taisus, I got three kashas on that. And this is where we went through the three kashas yesterday, and we said today we're going to try to see if we could be miyashiv the three kashas. So kasha number one tells us had how the Rashbam is that if wine is considered something that's ton bracha achrein b'mekomen, and the Brisa says, Bishinu makom, you need to say a bracha, that's only bedvarim she'ein tun a bracha achrein b'mekomen. It's not talking about wine, that's only about jelly beans. So how could the Gemara ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Brisa? Rabbi Yochanan says that when you make Kiddush and Shul and then you go home, you don't need to say a new bracha of Bar B'Yagathan. Ask the Gemara, oh, what are you talking about? There's a Brisa, Shinu makom tzarich levarech. You do need to say a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan's answer should be very simple. Yes, shinui makom tzarich levarech when you have jelly beans, but not when you have wine. Wine is different. Wine is something that's tunu bracha achrein b'mekomen, if the Rashbam is correct. The whole kasha of the Gemara doesn't make sense. Very, very strong kasha. And the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan says, af yidei yayin nami yotzu, he's l'shitaso, because the old shinui makom ein tzarich levarech. So it sounds like when he says shinui makom ein tzarich levarech, he's talking about things that are like wine. But I thought the whole din of shinui makom ein tzarich levarech doesn't apply to things that are ton bracha achrein b'mekomen. The whole sugi of shinui makom is only things that are jelly beans, not wine, not bread. So the whole back and forth of the Gemara doesn't really fit. In the Yalkut Biurim over here, in the Masifta, he adds that other Rishonim add to the kasha. That the Bala Ma'or, Tosas Rid, the Meiri, the Ran, Rabbeinu David, they add to the kasha. The whole sugya up until this point started with wine. It was all about wine. And it was on wine that Rav Chista says, Lo Shanu Ella. What does Lo Shanu Ella mean? Everything we've learned until now is only about the whole sugya until this point, our whole discussion has only been about things that do not require bracha achron in their place, like jelly beans. Yeah, but what was the sugya really about? It wasn't talking about jelly beans, it was about wine. So you see very clearly that the Gemara is defining wine as something that's tuna bracha, as tuna bracha achron b'mekomen. Maram Chalava just adds in the Ran, the Gemara in Kuf Beis Amud Aleph asks on Rabbi Yochanan from a mashmaus of the Brisa that something that does not require bracha achrona b'mekomen tzarich levari, that jelly beans you need to make a new bracha. Sounds like the Gemara learns that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about things that are ain't a bracha b'mekomen. Where did the Gemara get the idea that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about things that don't need a bracha? Rabbi Yochanan spoke about wine. We didn't speak about anything else. We spoke about wine. So how does the Gemara get the idea that we could start asking Kashas and Rabbi Yochanan about jelly beans? Elomai, wine is jelly beans, Tosso says. Wine has the same status. Wine is not doing a bracha chari, meaning against the Rashbam. The Rashbam puts wine in the same category as bread. Says Tosos, it's wrong. It's against the Gemara. So how does the Rashbam address this? So Rashbam himself seems to deal with these questions. If you look at the Rashbam, L'kivu kamahada. Says the Rashbam about five lines before they get really wide. Kolomer al das suda rishon hu ochel achshav l'sayim sudasa. When a person has bread and then he goes somewhere else and then he wants to eat more, he doesn't have to make a new bracha because everything is just a continuation of that original su'udah. Vim tomer amayu sivne l'Rabbi Yochanan mehach braisa t'yuvta. How could we ask a t'yuvta and Rabbi Yochanan from this braisa? Hoi yikol etrutze braisa krav chista b'she'ena tunu bracha l'achrein b'mkoman umil sed Rabbi Yochanan b'shetu unin. Maybe the braisa is actually like Rav Chista, but the braisa is talking about things like jelly beans, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about things like bread and wine, because wine is just like bread, and we know Rabbi Yochanan is talking about wine. V'hilkachein tzarech levarech. The whole kasha, the Gemara, doesn't make sense, says Rashbam, according to what I'm telling you, because Rabbi Yochanan only spoke about wine, and we keep asking on him that but the halacha is not that way by water and jelly beans. Says Rashbam, lakal etrutzei hachi. No, that's wrong. To Rabbi Yochanan, stama ka'amar. Rabbi Yochanan is a stam statement. Shinui, makom, eino, tzarech, levarech. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan started talking about yayin, and he started saying that, tzarech, levarech, when you get home, you're not going to have to make a kiddush and shul, that you're not going to have to make a... He started about a little bit about wine, but shinui, makom, eino, tzarech, levarech is a very broad statement. That's a statement that sounds like he's talking about everything. That you never have to say a new bracha. Bekold over anechal ka'amar. Midalo pirish. If he didn't say explicitly that he's only talking about wine, so we have the right to assume he's talking about jelly beans too. Why do we have that right to assume? That sha'amora yeshal lefarish tovar of yosim min abraisa. Because that's your job as an Amora. You're supposed to explain things. You're supposed to say what you mean. And if you say something in a vague way, that could include a lot of different categories of food, so then we have to assume you're talking about all of those categories of food. Va'od. Yodin hayu Amora in sheshivu mehi braisa l'Rabbi Yochanan, debakal makom ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan, shine makom ena tzarech levari. Avla braisa shekadmalem harbi yeshlam lefarish kein v'kein. We'll get to that in a second. So the Rashbam is miyashiv the kasha. That don't say Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about things that require bracha achrona b'mkoma. Because he should have said that if that's what he meant. The achrona will explain, what does Rashbam mean to say? That he's trying to answer Tosis kasha. Rabbi Yochanan himself never said the din, shinu makom ein sarich levarich, on the din of afidei ayinami yatsu. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan didn't make the association with the phrase "Af yidei yayin nami yatsu," and you don't need to make a new bracha gafen at home, with his other statement said in an unrelated context. Shinui makom eino tzarech levarech. Shinui makom eino tzarech levarech was an independent shir. He got up, he was asked to speak somewhere, and he said shinui makom eino tzarech levarech. It wasn't said in the context of yayin. Ravina Ravashi, they put the Gemara together. The Gemara says, oh, this is Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. This is Rabbi Yochanan Shitasa, Shinu Makamein Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it within that context. So he was talking about it broadly. Adraba. From the fact that he wasn't Mefarish, it's a raya that he holds, that it's true of any type of food, that it's true of jelly beans also, from the fact that he wasn't Mefarish. Furthermore, says the Rashbam, second teretz of the Rashbam, that the Amoraim that were asking knew that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about all different things. Things that require bracha b'makom and things that don't. But by the braisa that was said generations before the Amoraim didn't know what that braisa meant. And that brisa could be explained in multiple ways. It could be about stama, or it could be, like Rav Chista said, that it's only about things that are not taught in Brach L'Acharei Mimkama. Meaning, the Rosh Hashanah was careful to say, Ha'amora yesh lo lefarish devarav. It's an Amora's job to be explicit and clear about what he means to say. It's not a Tana's job to do that. Tanaim are always vague. We always say, Hachav mayaskinon. What's the Braisa talking about? What's the Mishnah talking about? Only this very narrow case, even though it sounds like it's talking very broadly. Yeah, that's what Tanaim do. But Amoraim don't. So the Braisa that the Gemara quotes could go either way. Rabbi Yochanan, we have no doubt what Rabbi Yochanan means to say. So that's how the Rashbam defends himself, question number one. Question number two of Tosfos. If Rav Chisda, again, who is Rav Chisda? We got a halt cup over here. Rav Chisda is the one that made this chilek between Dvarim Shein Tunim Bracha Achrei Mekamen and Dvarim Atunim Bracha Achrei Mekamen. He's the one that said that anything that you don't have to say a Bracha Achron in the same place, that's where you have a din of Shini Makam. But if you don't have to, if you do have to say Bracha Achron in the same place, then there's no din of Shini Makam, you don't have to say a new Bracha. So Tosfos says, if Rav Chisda was talking about bread and wine in the same category, well, then he's against Rav and Shmuel also. Because how did the whole sugya start? You said Kiddush and Shul, now you go home. So Shmuel says you need to say Kiddush again because Kiddush Magam Suda. Rav says you don't need to say Kiddush again because you don't need Kiddush Magam Suda. But Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, everybody agrees. What must you do again? Both Rav and Shmuel agree. You must say Bori Priyagofen again. But it's wine. And wine is something, you made Kiddush on wine, and wine is something that's tuna bracha achrona b'mekoma. And according to what Rav Chisda is telling us, there is no machlokas about things like wine. Wine is never going to need a new bracha rishona. Rav Chisda is saying, Rabbi Yochanan's right and Rav and Shmuel are wrong. And that's strange. Because it sounds, the impression you get from reading Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis is that Rav Chisda, yes, he's having a machlokas, but not with Rav and Shmuel. With Rav Sheshes, he's having a machlokas. Now, what goes unstated in Tosfos, but is an underlying assumption of Tosfos, because right now this question doesn't seem like the strongest question. Remember I said yesterday, we start with the strongest. Tosfos, you know, starts with the most powerful question and sort of works his way down. This question doesn't seem like the strongest question in the world because all he's saying is, wow, Rav Chisda is arguing on Rav and Shmuel? And the answer might be, yeah. You know, he's an Amora. Amoraim do that sometimes. Rav's an Amora, Shmuel's an Amora. They do that sometimes. But what makes this question a little bit stronger that goes unstated, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out, is that Rav and Shmuel were Rav Chisda's Rebbeim. So it would be more than a little unusual. More than just, it doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. It would be wrong if Rav Chisda is arguing on Rav and Shmuel. So what do we do about that? How do we answer this? So Chassam Sofer suggests that maybe Rav Chisda doesn't have to be arguing on Shmuel. Maybe Rav Chisda Taka agrees with Shmuel. When Shmuel says that if you say Kiddush and Shul and you go home, you're going to have to say another Bar Pri Agafen. Maybe Shmuel really had this brilliance, Chassam Sofer says. Look, Rav, there's no arguing. Rav said, you go home, you don't need to say a new Kiddush, but you do need to say a new Bar Pri Agafen. So, okay, obviously Rav holds that Shinui Makom, the din of Shinui Makom, applies even to wine. Can't argue that. But Shmuel, what about Shmuel? Shmuel holds when you go home, you have to say a new Kiddush also, not just a new Bar Pri Agafen, you have to say a new Kiddush also. So says Chassam Sofer, think about Shmuel for a second. Maybe the reason Shmuel says you need to say new Bar Pri Agafen is not because he holds that Shinui Makom applies to wine also. Maybe Yol Tzitaka, you're right, that Shinui Makom is a din in Hilchas Brachos, in Hilchas jelly beans, and Hilchas water and apple juice and things like that. But Shinui Makom is not a din in wine, it's not a din in bread. It could be the reason Shmuel holds like Rav Chisda. Normally, if you drink wine and then you go to another place, you would not have to make another new bracha. But why? What's the svara for not having to make a new bracha when you had bread somewhere and then you go somewhere else, or you had wine somewhere and then you go somewhere else? What was the svara? What was the svara? Why, if I have a meal here? What? No? No, but leaving aside people. Over here we're talking in the first stage of the Gemara, before we had people. What's the svara? Where? Where do you have to make the bracha korona?
Where you ate.
Where you ate. You are tethered to that location. You are kavua in that location. Says the Chasam Sofer, brilliant. When he said kiddush and shul, and you didn't eat, what's the halacha according to Shmuel? You need kiddush makam suda. So, new? When he said kiddush and shul, was that a location that you are tethered to? No, Adrabba. You were never koveya yourself in shul. Had you been koveya yourself, being koveya yourself on Shabbos means kiddush makom suda. Not only that, it was usher for you to even drink that wine in shul, because you're drinking before kiddush. That kiddush isn't kiddush. Kiddush at home is going to be kiddush. So it was usher. That's not called being kavua in the makom. The whole svara of shilin makom, by something that's bread, wine, shivas haminim, is because we consider that you're still connected to that first spot, but you're not connected to that first spot. You're not yotze with that kiddush. You can't say there's kvius in that wine that you drank. It's usher to drink that wine. So Shmuel holds, in that situation, you're going to need to make a new bar break up and home. But if you're kovei yourself to drink wine and then you go somewhere else on a weekday, let's say, then maybe in a chinami, you don't make a new bracha, because you have to go back to that original location. Other achronim say it in a different nusach, that the whole point is, like we said, that you have to go back to that original location. When you make kiddush and shul, you have no plans of going back to the shul. That's just the way it's done. The way it's done is you say the kiddush shul, you go home. So you could say as far from today till tomorrow that in some way halachically you're kavua and that makom, but you know that you're not. Years and years of precedent tell us that nobody's ever kavua and that makom, just the guests are. Everybody's not a guest, goes home. Okay, why? What the heter for that is? Why is that allowed? Whatever. No one's ever there. Everyone goes home. They have their meal at home. So mela, the wine becomes like water. It becomes like jelly beans. It doesn't have the din of the Zayin Minim. Yeah.
So according to that,
and there's something else holding you back to this place for some reason.
You need two things, or is one,
meaning what we're saying is that what it, the halacha is really dependent on not what type of food you're eating. The halacha depends on is something bringing you here, something holding you here.
Yeah.
And if there's something powerful enough that's holding you here, you're not going to need to make a new bracha with a shini makom. That's why having people might be enough.
Yeah.
So that's the yisod. Yeah, that's what he's working with. Yeah.
Does that have to be something physical that's holding you back there? I mean, say like
no, there's nothing physical with a bracha.
Let's say it's a bad example because like Renosal, of course, like say, but Renosal. The fact, what's holding him back? If he had to go somewhere quickly, you know, he didn't have a chance to know it really rushing a moment thing. But what's holding him back is the bracha, because the Tenant would of course make a bracha. So that's the fact that the bracha is holding him back.
Oh, we assume it does for us also. We're all around it. We're all like
that. People forget. Like Renato would never forget to make a bracha. I'm saying. But it's definitely. Well, let's say your friends aren't really holding you back. You know, people sit at the table,
but
whatever, like, they'll
be
at the table.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. Maybe
so it's objective.
We should talk about that with Zakin and Chola. Maybe it's only Zakin and Chola. All right, we're going to have to talk. Or we just need to draw the line somewhere, and we have to figure out where that line is drawn. Yeah, so we have to talk about it. Then there's a whole group of Achronim that answer both of the first two kashas of Tosos as follows. That Rav and Shmuel who say you're not yotzei the bracha of Bar Pri HaGafen when you make kiddush and shul. Very simply, we're talking about where you didn't drink a revius in shul. when is there called a kvius on the yayin? Yeah, yayin, zayin minim, that's kover you. When you drink enough of it. When you actually have a revius. But if you didn't actually drink a revius, well then, you know, it's not kover you in that place. So Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees with Rav and Shmuel, holds your yotze yidei yayin even when you don't drink a revius. But in order for the yayin to become something that's ton bracha achrona b'makoma, it needs to be a revius. It's a very elegant answer because it's matari, it's everything. The whole shak of matari of the Gemara now makes sense again. Meaning the Gemara started with Rabbi Yochanan saying that you need to say a new bar priya gafen at home. I'm sorry, you don't need to say a new bar priya gafen at home. You're already covered with the first bracha. The Gemara is saying, what? What about all the halachos of shinui makom? But we just said all the halachos of shinui makom only apply to the things that have no kviyas. So yeah, and yayin has kviyas. It's said incorrectly. Yayin doesn't have kviyas. Yayin in proper measure has kviyas. Tiny amounts of yayin don't have kviyas. The whole conversation now makes sense. They would dafka drink pachos mirvias and shul. So all the kashas of Tosfos are answered. In fact, some of the achronim are so bothered by that, by the fact that that teretz is such a good teretz, that they say, well, what on earth was Tosfos thinking? How could Tosfos ask these kashas? Did he not realize that it's possible that you just drank pachos mirvias and shul? And that solves all the world's problems? So some of the achronim say, no, Tosfos thinking like the sheet of Rav Amram Gon, that in order to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to drink a revius of yayin. So Tosfos is saying, no, if they made Kiddush in Shul, mainly they drink a revius of yayin. If he holds like that sheet in Rishonim, that you're not Yotze Kiddush with less than a revius of yayin. Or that it's Yev Shul Tzamtzeim. Who's going to... You try to drink less than a revius. Can we be sure every time you make Kiddush in Shul, it's less than a revius? Sometimes more than a revius. It's hard to know. Who's revius? Krachna, Chaznish? How are you going to know? Chassam Sofer says a little different. He says this, Taisus L'shitasam. Because Taisus Mesechus Brachos and Daf Mem Tesam Beis holds that the shear of Bracha Achrona and Yayin is not a revius. What? What's the shear of Bracha Achrona? No? Well, yeah, he says Kizayis. Which may be the same. He says Kizayis. So now we understand the Kasha. To be Yotze Kiddush, you need to have a Rov Revius. Rov Revius is larger than a Kizayis. So if they're saying Kiddush and Shul, Mela, they're having what we would call Kvius Legabe Brachachrona. So you can't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan was only talking about where you had Pachos Merevius and Mela, there's Ochiv Brachachrona. So he was talking about you have such a small amount of Yayin that it's not Kavua, that it's less than a Kavius of Yayin. No, can't be that it's less than a Kavius of Yayin. Why? Because he was talking about where you were Yotze Kiddush. And for Yotze Kiddush, it's got to be more than a Kazayas. Doesn't have to be Revius, but got to be more than a Kazayas. Taisul Lashitasa. Third approach. That maybe Rav and Shmuel were talking about where you didn't drink a revius in shul, because the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch quote from the Gaonim that someone who drinks a revius of yayin b'makom they make kiddush is yotze kiddush b'suda. Not only that, we quote that in Shulchan Aruch. The pasuk the Shulchan Aruch quotes that day. The sheet of the Gaonim, try not to rely on it l'chadchila, but for the Eved we do rely on it. That in order to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, all you need is a revius. Now there is a discussion. Does it mean an additional revius in addition to what you drink for Kiddush? Or just that Kiddush wine, that revius of Kiddush wine? But let's assume it means that revius of Kiddush wine. So if they're drinking a revius of Yayin and Beis HaKnesses, Shmuel would not disagree and say that you're not Yotze Chiyuv of Kiddush. Shmuel would say you wouldn't have to say Kiddush at home. Because Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, so it has to be a Shmuel talking about where you drink Pachos Mirevius. Okay. So anyway, that's another approach to answering Tosfos' first two kashas. What was Tosfos' third kasha? Third kasha, we said, was the weakest of the kashas because it wasn't even from our Gemara. It was from the Yerushalmi. What did the Yerushalmi say? A guy is sitting underneath a te'ena, beside Yamin, of the Teina. And then he goes to Tzad Small, he goes to the other side, or Mizrach to Marav, I think it says, Mizrach Teina, and he goes to Marav, he goes to the western side of that Teina, the fig tree, and he eats some more. So it says, Yerushalmi, you need to say Nubracha, Shinui Makom. So what's the Kasha? Teina is one of Zayin Minim. What do you mean Shinui Makom? I thought, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shinui Makom doesn't, according to Rav Chista, Shinui Makom doesn't apply to the Zayin Minim, the way the Rashbam understood it. So why does he have to say Nubracha? He shouldn't have to say Nubracha. So what's the answer, what do you think?
Yerushalmi said that he ate dates, I mean, sorry, figs on the
vineyard. So you tell me, what does he quote from Yerushalmi? No, let's see the Lashon. It's very important. You're asking a very important question. Where is it? How do I can't find it? Yeah, Yerushalmi Sof Perkei Zavarchan Haya Ochel B'Mizrach Shel Teina. He was eating on the east side of the fig tree, Ubala B'Marava, and then he went to the western side of the fig tree, Zarech Levare. So what do you want to tell him? Yeah, it didn't say he was eating figs. It said where he was eating. He didn't say what he was eating. No, so why do you say he was probably eating figs? 1 second. Why?
He was under a fig tree. Why would you be under a fig tree opposed to any
other? Why would Yerushalmi mention that he's under a fig tree if he's not eating figs? What? If it's, yeah.
He was eating the Zion unit.
Yeah.
So the Yerushalmi is going to mention that he's under a tree of Zayin Minim when the fact that it's a tree of Zayin Minim is not, it could be an oak tree?
I mean, I point out that it was like a cool tree instead of Yerushalmi.
No, because
it was
a tree.
Cool tree.
No.
Is a fig tree a cool tree?
There's a fault in the bark.
No, there's,
yeah, okay.
There's a compartment in the bark, like the root kind of thing. So that certainly you'd be in like the tree as it looks like a little separation.
Oh, you looked it up?
It's like a separation between you and the next thing.
Did you guys learning the sugya? You looked it up.
Yeah.
Hey, pull up picture because this is important. The Achronim talk about this.
So
did you look at Mishnah Berurah? You looked in the Shartz in it. It makes all the difference in the world. Look, a guy could sit there, and then when he moves over there, he can't even see where he was before.
It's a compartment.
Yeah. Compartments in the roof.
I thought it was a very big. Is that an average fig tree? I have no idea.
I don't know. Type it. You have to Google average fig tree. But if you did you look in Mishnah Berurah? If you look in Shara Tzion, where is it? Simur Kuf Ayin Ches if Kat Mitzayin.
Or maybe this is more of a fig tree. This looks like this is a smaller fig tree to me.
Right, it's smaller.
That was a massive fig tree.
Says the Sharat Zion. Did you guys see this? Says the Sharat Zion. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's start from the beginning. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Achal b'mizracha shalteina zo. Uva lechol b'marava. Tzarech levarech. Straight from the Yerushalmi. You eat on the east side, they go to the west side, you need to make a new bracha. Zok, the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein chilek bein shachal sham pas, u'shari dvarim, o shachal peros hateina atzma. Doesn't matter whether you're eating bread or peros of the teina. Tzarech levarech shulchan aruch paskins. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why tzarech levarech? Kevan sha teina mafsekes, ve'ein roa mekomo harishon. Because you could sit on the side of a fig tree where you can't even see the other side of the fig tree, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramavi Yesh Cholkin, B'kol Mashkos B'sim and Zen. Some argue with everything the Shulchan Aruch just said. Zok the Sharat Zion, Da, Dekol Zel Adas HaMechaber. Everything we've been talking about is according to the Mechaber, to Pasuk Dafi L'Bedvar Matun and Brachavim Kovin Nami Yeshinu Makom. Who holds that the whole sugi of Shinu Makom even applies to bread and to Zayin Minim? Mashem Kein La Ramah, the Pasuk L'Kameh, the Bedvar Matun and Brachavim Kovin, Ein Shaykh Shinu Makom Klal. As opposed to the Ramah who holds that these halachs of Shinu Makom, the Ramah holds like Rav Chista. These halachs of Shinu Makom don't apply to things that require Brachavim Kovin. Im nizbar kedasa yeshom b'siv hey, the kol zayin minim tun brach mim koman. If you hold like the sheet of the Rashbam, that zayin minim are just like bread, al korchach yifarish din ze da'achal b'mizracha, peiros she'eno mizayin minim. It must be that we're talking about that you ate peiros that are not from the zayin minim. Azay zah to the Rashbam. We should go see a fig tree. Oh, so then all the Achronim say, great, so we're talking about you're eating jelly beans under a fig tree, but not figs. So the Achronim say, so why do you talk about a fig tree? So he quotes here from the Sefer Stei Yoshua, that the Yerushalmi says, Te'ena, O mipnei shehi arishona mishivas haminim, if you want to give a mushel of a tree, so which tree are you going to pick? Pick the first tree amongst the Shivas Haminim. A grapevine is not a tree. It doesn't work. So you got to pick the first tree amongst the Shivas Haminim. So Te'ena is the one. Chita is not a tree. Sa'ora is not a tree. It doesn't work on anything else. Okay. Or, he says, Mishum Sha'anafeha Rechavim. It has very wide branches, or let's put it more even better, based on what we saw, it has very tall roots. And therefore the whole concept of a different side of the tree being a different makom, actually being defined as a different makom, makes more sense by a fig tree than it does by other trees. The Kesef Mishnah adds in Hilchos Brachos that it has to be a te'ena, and this plays out in Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be a te'ena that's not in a place that's mukaf mechitzos. And therefore, moving from one side to the other is considered a shinui makom. But if, let's say, the te'ena is inside a room, and the room has its own mechitzos, well then, going from one side of the te'ena to the other is not considered a shinui makom. This is a very interesting concept that we have in a few places in Halacha. In Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach, for instance, a Tzuras HaPesach, for a lot of halachos, Kanamikan, Kanal Gabeim, two poles, and has a din of a wall, of a mechitza. But in certain areas of halacha, it could be that a Tzuras HaPesach built within a walled area does not have a din of a mechitza, because the mechitza is the mechitza. So a makeshift mechitza is not going to be the mechitza. Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Bikvei Atzon where he discusses, there's a Taisus and Maseches Yuma, that quotes Yerushalmi about the wedding of an almana versus the wedding of a basula. It says that while an almana and a basula could both get married on Friday, the almana's bia rishona needs to be before Shabbos, because the bia rishona is what makes the kinyan by the almana, whereas by a basula, the chuppah makes the kinyan. And he explains the chilik is that the chuppah of a basula is outdoors. It used to be done in the town square. So he's bringing her l'rashusa when he brings her under the chuppah, because those mechitza, the tzuras ha-pesachs of the chuppah, are a real mechitza, because there are no other mechitzas. And almana gets married indoors. So whatever chuppah they build is not a real tzuras ha-pesach, so male, it's not real mechitza, so he never brings her l'mechitzaso. So the only thing that makes the kinyan is going to be the bia. You can't be kona and Shabbos. A very interesting idea. It says some rabbanim are makbid that the chuppah should actually be shaped like a tzuras ha-pesach. Kana mikan, kana al gabei. It shouldn't be arched. It shouldn't be the kana al gabei minatzad. It has to be dafka on top. Very interesting idea. Pasha is not like that. It doesn't need to be real tzuras ha-pesach. But that's the okay. Sunday, everyone can make it. Sunday, you're on for Sunday, so we'll do akdama on Sunday. Bez Hashem. But which Akdama, I haven't decided yet. I'll take requests and then maybe listen to them too. And then Bez Hashem Monday, we'll be back to Shinui Makom. Topics 2, 3, 4, and 5 we have to get to.